But I've got a guest on the line right now. His name is Richard Berkerson, and he's the author of a book I just perused this morning, because it's a slim book, but it's certainly from the heart, or perhaps somewhere else. It's called Assume the Position. He's a columnist with the Ottawa Citizen and a teacher, and he's written a book about his experiences with prostate cancer. Richard, it's nice to have you aboard.
Thank you very much, John. A pleasure to be here.
I would normally ask you where this book all came from, but I mean, it's a personal description of your experiences with prostate cancer. However, you felt when you were going through this whole misadventure, I guess we could call it, there was no literature out there that really gave a guy any degree of comfort in what can be a really perilous and awful journey.
Well, that's quite right. I went through every piece of literature I could get my hands on in local libraries and on the internet, and I found plenty of medical advice. There's lots of that from the patient's perspective and from doctors' perspectives and hospitals' perspectives, but there was nothing quite from an entirely personal point of view with a little bit different bent to it. So I think that was my objective when I set out to write this thing.
When you were first diagnosed with prostate cancer, I think you were 53, if I was reading correctly. What were your first thoughts?
Desperation, panic. There were a number of thoughts, none of them I can say on the air. I was quite beside myself. I think it was just one of those moments where I thought, good grief, this can't be happening. This has to be a fantasy. It's got to be a movie. I'm in Oz. It can't be happening.
You described the finger test as you, if we want to get all technical,
finger test,
the
yeah.
digital rectal. But what absolutely had me cringing was the biopsy.
Well, yes. it's not up there on my top 10 life experiences. I had three biopsies before they finally found one small core sample of the cancer. And you know, in a weird kind of way, as frightening as the first one was, by the time I got to the third one, I considered myself a veteran and could handle just about anything. But, of course, at that point, I didn't know I was going to have surgery or that they were going to find the cancer. It's not an easy thing to go through. Men tend to be rather stoic about the whole affair, but I'm quite proud to say that I wasn't the least bit stoic. I was frightened out of my wits.
And you describe it as, I mean, lying on your side on the ice and having, you know, ten slap shots in a row fired at your nether regions.
That's right. Because I've been so involved in hockey, I thought that the analogy might be apropos, and it did feel that way. You know, they're firing these 10 little bullets up your backside, and without getting too graphic about it, it did feel exactly like getting hit with a puck.
Richard Berkerson is on the line. He's the author of Assume the Position, which is a new guidebook, and the proceeds of which are not going to you, if I understand correctly.
No, they're all going to the Prostate Cancer Association of Ottawa, which underwrote the book and has been a great help to me spiritually and in every which way here in Ottawa with getting the book out there. And every dime is going back to them.
Now, when I was reading the book, and we've just talked about the biopsy, and you're very graphic about that. You're also very graphic about once you had the surgery, about the incontinence and the impotence. Do you think it's better? I mean, now I'm terrified of prostate cancer. Maybe I should be. But do you think it's better not to sugarcoat things, that you've written a book that actually says, listen, guys, there are going to be some really miserable times?
We live in a strange society. We sugarcoat an awful lot. We don't talk about death. We talk plenty about life. We don't talk about bodily functions, which, you know, it's not going to be the discussion at a local garden party. But I think men in particular have hidden behind this wall for far too long. And certainly I was one of them until I went through this experience. And you know, you use the word graphic. I'm not so sure I'd call it graphic. I think I'd call it the stark reality of some of the things we have to go through. And you can't go through life without facing something. And I don't mean from a family point of view, we do that too, but just from a personal point of view, we will break bones, we will pull muscles, we will tear our skin and get diseases, and we have to be able to face these things.
And then, of course, after the surgery, you write about being on a catheter bag, eventually having to sort of regain control of your own function. Wearing feminine protection pads instead of adult diapers.
Yeah, that was great fun. Yeah. There's nothing quite like going into a pharmacy and sweating bullets going through the protective pads, trying to find one that is suitable, and then hoping nobody comes by. It would be somewhat the same as, you know, an 18-year-old buying his first package of condoms or something and saying, well, it's for my dad, it's for my uncle, you know, this is for my wife, it's for my daughter, it's not for me.
And Richard, are you clear now of prostate cancer?
Well, this is one of these diseases that they say if they catch it early enough, you're all but cured, I guess. In the book, I say that, you know, you can cure a ham. I'm not so sure you can cure somebody entirely of cancer, but the quick and dirty answer is pretty much. My last few checkups have been clear. My PSA is now undetectable and has been since just after surgery. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that 25 years from now something might not appear, but something will appear in 25 years.
One last question for you. People always say a brush with death or mortality changes everything. My personal experience amongst my friends is people end up going back to the life they had. So is anything different for you now?
Yes, I think I look at things a little bit differently. There's no question about that. I'm closer with my family. My dad, my brother, my wife, my son, my daughter, I think we've all learned some valuable lessons from this. I think it's been an eye-opener. That's for certain.
Richard, thanks for this. It's a terrific read, and I haven't mentioned how funny it is, but I think from some of the remarks you've made, people will know that it's a slim volume, a remarkable journey, and probably a great help to a lot of guys who were, 27,000 guys will be diagnosed this year?
Yeah, something like that, 24 to 27,000. That's an awful lot of people facing a little bit of a hellish experience. So.
Richard, thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
The name of the book is Assume the Position. Richard Berkerson was on the line with us from Ottawa. And I would imagine, you know what, we'll probably, let's put some links and stuff up on our website, because there's probably a lot of family members thinking, oh man, I got to get that for my dad or my brother or my son.